Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Reject. R-E-J-E-C-T. Reject. Text REJECT to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Reject is this hour's code word. I'll have another one for you next hour. 12K a day, everybody. Do we get any winners on Friday?
I don't think so. No local winners.
Yeah. I think Kathy. There's Leah, Kara, and Kathy are our winners so far. Let's get some winners.
Mm-hmm. That's what? A reject.
Oh.
No! That girl should have said no. They didn't wind up getting married, did they?
Yeah, they called it off, right?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. They did. They got engaged, but they called it off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Star Wars 9.
Ooh.
I love that reaction.
Play the music.
Thanks.
What are they saying? What's the bad news?
Well, there's no bad news here, really, I don't think. But like, can I just, spoiler alert, I want to talk a little bit about Star Wars 8. It seemed like Luke Skywalker croaked at the end of that one.
Yeah, he definitely disappeared.
Like, he blew apart into a million little pieces, like...
No, he just, like, it was an Obi-Wan Kenobi. He just kind of faded into the Force. Why?
Oh, maybe that's how they're gonna do this. And well, didn't... And so Princess Leia, there were, like, 10 chance places where she could have croaked in that one, and then they didn't kill her.
They didn't kill her, and she's dead in real life, everyone.
Right, but so did she die at the... Like, did they kill her at the end?
No, she's still alive.
They did not address that at all. They just didn't kill her.
That she died in real life?
No. So they didn't kill her in the film.
No.
They're both going to be in number 9.
The big question is... Will Laura Dern be back?
No. I believe
she's
did
really
croak.
Dead, yeah. And she's not a Jedi.
Well, yeah, and also
you don't
plus,
know. You didn't see her croak.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Dern.
I liked her. I thought she was great and brave.
Oh, gosh.
But I think her bravery might have made it possible for her to survive the incident.
No, that thing blew up.
I'm not sure. Maybe not.
But probably, though.
You never know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Dern.
I liked her.
Blew up.
Who's braver than that chick in that
okay,
movie?
Okay, you can come back now. We're done spoiling number
I'm
eight.
Here.
No, I know, but we've all seen it. I mean, I figure people who are going to see it have seen it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. When is this next one coming out? Is this another Christmas release, or is this like May of next year or something?
I think it's May of next year.
Although it could be this December, because the last one that came out was Solo.
Yeah.
That came out in May. I don't know. It doesn't have the next date here. But there's been a lot of talk about Star Wars 9. Last year, Carrie Fisher's brother Todd said that she would be in it and not as a CG character, that they were just going to use unused footage that they shot from previous movies. Disney and Lucasfilm at the time denied that. But over the weekend, they said that is what they're doing. She's not going to do CG. They're going to have Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia in it using previous footage.
Okay.
They're actually saying here diehard Star Wars fans would likely be upset no matter what they did.
When you say previous footage, I mean, one of the things that showed repeatedly on the screen was Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was played a thousand times.
Right. And so, they even showed her shooting that scene in the beginning of Star Wars,
eight.
Oh no, the Rebel one.
The Rebel one, yeah.
So there's lots
What's
of ways they
called?
Can keep her in the film without her having done anything, and it could be footage we've even seen before.
Right. Well, they're saying using previous footage. They're not saying using previous unused.
Rogue One.
Right. That's it. So maybe they're acknowledging that she's in it in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. but not necessarily as a furthering of.
You want the official plot, release date of Star Wars 9?
Yes.
December 20th, 2019.
Oh, so a year from...
A year and like 4 months.
When, is there another... Is there another...
No,
middle
it.
One... Isn't there a Lando Calrissian?
No, they said no to all those. Because they weren't happy with how Solo performed. Which is a great film, dummies.
It is a great film. I totally... Did you see that one, Vinny?
Not yet.
It's worth your time.
I'll watch it for sure.
I thought it was maybe the best of all of them so
Which
far.
Which is a miracle, because the truth is that character is Harrison Ford, so it's impossible.
And at first you're really sort of missing Harrison, and this kid grows on you and you start to really embrace him. But it's just, I felt like it was nonstop action, had some solid intrigue. I thought Emilia Clarke was great in it. Daenerys.
From what I understand, they're starting to shoot Star Wars Episode 9 right now.
They're saying it's hard to believe that ignore Leia in the final movie of the trilogy. She was a huge part of the Skywalker saga. Recasting her would be, or even using CGI would be risky. So they're saying this is the best call to just use previous footage if she's going to, you know, if it's not just going to be throwbacks.
I like, though, that they're cranking movies out. For a while there, the first three sat so... Not Lonely. Alone isn't the word, because there's three of them. But, you know, they just sat there like untouchable. How do you touch them? And then they did the other three, and you go, oh.
You shouldn't have done them.
But
now they're continuing the story.
Yeah, like, crank them out. They're fun. They
don't
have that untouchable feeling anymore. They are what they are.
I've also heard that the guys who did... I believe Rian Johnson is directing this final installment. But that future Star Wars, the guys from Game of Thrones, D.B. Weiss and Benioff, I can't think of his first name. It's not Mark, though. David Benioff?
Yeah.
That they're going to be in charge of them, which I think is a great idea. Like,
could
be. Right. It could be, and who the hell knows, right? Because in the end, anybody can F anything up.
They're putting all the Game of Thrones characters in Star Wars. Might as well.
They are.
Well, yeah, Brienne of Tarth is in and Khaleesi's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Soon they're going to put, you know, Cersei.
That'd be great.
Arya,
they should get the whole cast, lift it right out of Game of Thrones, and just drop it right into Star Wars and just, you know.
I'd actually go see that one.
Westeros
in
space.
I haven't seen a Star Wars since 1976.
Oh.
That's the very first one.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. You should watch Solo. It's really good. Mark Hamill is coming back as Luke Skywalker. He tweeted that he's happy that Leia's not being replaced, even though it'll be bittersweet doing the movie without her. I don't know how he's coming back, but you're right. He'll probably be standing there, you know, with... Remember at the end of one of them, it was Obi-Wan, Yoda, and Darth Vader all standing together. Was that the end of the third one?
I don't...
I'm reading a whole article about how Game of Thrones and Star Wars has this massive crossover that you're just unaware of. Man, this is interesting.
Like they used all the same production people or something?
So you know that old guy who was the Meister for Cersei with the beard?
Yeah.
He was Meister in Pycelle? The Empire Strikes Back originally.
Oh.
Yeah. Julian Glover. Does that sound familiar to you?
Not, no.
Anyway, this is just... So what was the question you asked?
No question. I'm moving on. Doesn't matter. Hooman, stay with me. I have another story for you.
And he's back.
We lost a couple WWE wrestlers.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
This is so sad.
One of them is, okay, the guy was 70, you know, had a long life.
Yeah.
The other one's tragic. Over the weekend, when this guy was wrestling, it was the WWF. This guy, his name is Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, Nikolai. So he used to be the Iron Sheik's partner.
Yeah.
Because you had Russia and Iran, the two most hated enemies of the United States. And they were always the bad guys. And, you know, being Persian, I always loved the Iron Sheik, but he was always the bad guy. And Nikolai was his partner.
So Nikolai was huge in the 80s as an evil Russian village, even though I guess he was... Crimean, and he says there's a distinction, and Nikolai Volkov was not his name in real life.
Yeah.
He always demanded that the audience stand so he could sing the Soviet national anthem before his matches.
Stand for the anthem!
He and the Iranian villain, the Iron Sheik, were one of the most hated and so one of the best tag teams of all time, they're saying.
So Nikolai's dead, huh?
Yeah, Vinny, I have a picture of him.
Oh, man.
Here he is looking like an old Russian guy. I mean, that's not a picture from his heyday. Or if it is, it's scary. But he has the big Russian hat on and everything. Mm. They're not saying what he died of, but he was 70 years old, so, you know.
So I follow the Iron Sheik on Instagram.
Yes.
You do.
And he... Is everyone standing?
No.
No,
only half the crowd is standing.
It's not the Iranian national anthem. You don't have to stand for it.
So 22 hours ago, the Iron Sheik wrote on Instagram, "My best friend, my partner, my brother... we got more heat than anyone on earth. I trust him with my life. Take care. He took care of me when I was down. I'll miss you forever."
Aww.
Nikolai.
With a broken heart emoji. Mm. His real name was Joseph Nikolai
Volkov.
Perutsovic. No, Volkov wasn't his real last name, apparently. He wrestled in the WWF from 68 to 71, got a tag team title in 70. After that, he went on to wrestle singles. And then wrestled for the last time, it looks like, in 84. Oh, no. He continued on with the Iron Sheik till 87.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, he kept making appearances in the WWE maybe through the 2000s. Anyway, he passed away. They don't say from what.
What is this song?
Is this his?
From
this
the WWE.
This is the Iron Sheik's theme song.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one for Huma. We should be playing that. Get
the, yeah, save that one.
The crunch. You missed it earlier. Like, the first thing he said this morning, he finished with a pistachio.
He happened to be eating a nut, Brent.
Of course he was.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, why would that be any surprise to anybody?
Because it was 5:45 in the morning.
Oh, he was eating out of order.
Yes.
Got it.
Usually that doesn't happen till 8 o'clock.
You must have been hungry.
Something wrong, buddy? You start early today, or why are you off schedule?
I had a half-empty bag of pistachios, and I was transferring one bag to another, and a couple pistachios fell out onto the table, and I'm like, oh, I might as well eat those. I don't have to throw those away.
The other wrestler who died yesterday hung himself in prison.
Yeah.
Who?
Guy's name is Brian Christopher. He wrestled for the WWE as Grandmaster Sexay.
I don't know.
Well, what did he do?
I don't know him.
Before I shed a tear.
A DUI.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
He was behind bars because of a DUI earlier this month. He was only 46 years old.
But there must have been some circumstance. Like, did he hit somebody? Because why are you still in jail for DUI after weeks?
Multiple
later?
DUIs, maybe. It's a very serious offense now. Yeah. It's not something... There was a time when people laughed about where they parked their car or whatever, and it's no longer
a laughing matter. He was arrested earlier this month for DUI after leading cops on a chase. Cops say he reeked of booze and had an open 12-ounce can in his center console. Yeah. Arrested him on the spot. Bail was $40,000. It doesn't say anything else about the arrest, but he hung himself in jail.
Vinny, kind of what you're saying, he did have... a few more arrests prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmaster Sexay is what his wrestling stage name was from 97 to 01. He was in a tag team called Too Cool with his partner Scotty Too Hottie.
These guys were after me. I don't know who that guy is.
Well, but did you say his full name?
Brian Christopher.
Lawler is his last name, so people will know that name. Because
Jerry
that's...
the King Lawler.
Mm. So it's his kid's, so it's that dude's kid?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's a picture of him and his dad.
I know Jerry Lawler. I wonder where I know him from.
You know him from wrestling?
No, I mean, I have to associate them with like their manager or anyone they fought, or you know what I mean. Yeah.
So he was the son of Jerry the King Lawler, who was with him when he died. Christopher didn't die immediately. He hung himself, and then they found him before he was completely dead. Took him to the hospital, but then they were like, okay, so. Take him off life support.
Wow.
And the family had to make that decision. So, a couple of losses for the wrestling world. I'm surprised you don't know about that guy just because he wrestled, you know, early on, 97. I would think you'd still be watching.
97?
Yeah, no. You were done with it by then?
Well, look, 92, I graduated high school, and so I stopped watching in 88, 89. Oh, oh. Like, in 8th or 9th grade, I think I stopped. I think, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be 9th grade. When I started high school, I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Oh. So, you realized it was
and
fake.
And you said 97?
Yeah, 97.
No, it has nothing to do with it being fake. It just was fun. Please don't look down on wrestling.
Thinking about this yesterday when I heard that story about how many wrestlers that have died this year alone. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. For one reason or another, 8 wrestlers have passed away.
Wow.
This year, some of them young. And there's a lot of wrestlers, of course, right. But I guess it's like musicians that have passed
since
away.
Since January?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, Tom Cruise. You know, at my house last night, Hooman is so into the James Corden.
I watched the whole thing. You know what?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's funny, but he's watched it so many times. Like, he must have watched it 20 times last week.
I watched it 6 times.
And then as soon as he got to our house, he's like, Sarah, did you show? Because he sent me the link over the weekend. He's like, show John. I'm like, I just went by it, you know, 50 other texts on there. So he's like, did you show it to him? And I'm like, what are you even talking about? He goes, it's the Tom Cruise thing. I'm like, so we pull it up on the TV and we sit down. And it is very funny. And Tom's great in it. And James Corden is great in it. It's really well done. The running is very funny. The Tom Cruise running. Tom Cruise catches up with him. It's weird. Tom Cruise can catch right up with him. And Tom really looks like he's having a ball as he's...
Well, he's promoting his movie his way.
Right. He gets to jump out of a plane again. Apparently, that's one of his favorite things because he was into it.
Well, and they went... You've jumped twice, right, Yuzi?
Yes.
And do you know the height?
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. Do I know the height? You know what? I want to say it's between 8,000 and 12,000 feet.
They went double. They went to 15,000 feet.
They had to have little tubes for oxygen as they were sucking on little tubes to get
because
oxygen.
Because I feel like the plane ride we took last week was 15,000 to 18,000. I could be totally wrong, but I feel like I remember him saying 15,000 to 18,000 feet up.
That's just a high jump.
Yeah.
And
it's a long,
you know, whether
free
or not
fall.
Corden was faking it, and I don't think he was, that's a, it's a big deal to do a jump at all, but to do it on, I mean, maybe the camera gave him the juice he needed. Like,
well, also being strapped to a dude who was leaving the plane.
Right.
You know, that's why
that
I think
a lot.
You have to do that. Cause who the hell would do that? You'd be standing there like, really? I get to decide if I'm jumping out. I don't think I can do it.
Right. Someone pushed me out.
Honestly,
attached
though,
to someone, you just go,
you know, that
you
he could have stopped that.
Oh, yeah.
Corden could have said, no,
yeah,
I can't
do this. I'm not going to do it.
I need you to
unstrap me.
But that was part of the fun. So he was scared, and he's like, one of Tom's things is, there's only one way down. And James's response is, no, there's two ways. We could just land. No. Like, it was really cute.
The whole little prep thing, too, that they did where they're laying on those boards. And that it is. It's really, really funny.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Well,
yeah, it's pretty cute.
Impossible. Go ahead.
It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. The new Mission Impossible Fallout was number one with a bullet at the box office this weekend.
Well deserved.
Congratulations, Tom and the whole cast. $61.5 million. Good for first place. It's his second best opening of all time. Any guesses as to what his number one best opening movie was?
Top Gun?
It's not Top Gun. Although it's possible that some of those, if you figured in inflation, like they might have been closer.
Was it another Top Gun movie?
No.
Oh, no. Was it another Mission Impossible movie?
No. His best.
Jack Reacher?
It was not Jack Reacher.
What could his best
opening be?
His best.
Oh, Tropic Thunder?
No. His best Mission Impossible was Mission Impossible 2. That had the best debut of the franchise.
Oh,
57.8 million in 2000.
That was the worst one of the bunch.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation made 55.5 in 2015. But his best opening weekend of all time was with.
Is it Rain Man?
No.
Oh.
It was War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
He made $64.9 million in its first weekend. So we made $61.5 million for Mission Impossible Fallout. Mamma Mia was second. That made $15 million so far below. Then The Equalizer 2, Hotel Transylvania 3. A new movie called Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
So the teen, it's like a slapstick version of Robin and his team. Robin has his own team after he leaves Batman.
Oh. Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's made $183 million in 4 weeks. That was number six. Incredibles 2 made another $7.2 million for seventh place. That has made $572 million in 7 weeks. Jurassic World, Skyscraper. Skyscraper.
How's that doing?
Is this a flop?
What's it at?
It made $5.4 million. It's been out 3 weeks, and it's made less than $60 million.
Oh, for The Rock, that's bad.
For The Rock, that's a flop.
You know, he just had, because I'm seeing it available on demand, he just did that video game one.
What's that Jumanji? One?
No.
Rampage.
Rampage.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he's got, right now, on my TV at home, he's got Jumanji and Rampage, and then this and the... He may want to, like, dial it back. I know he's... You want to cash in when you can, but...
Yeah. He's the new Sam Jackson. He's got to be in everything.
Well, I watched 4 episodes of Ballers yesterday.
How was it?
Oh, that's his TV show.
Yeah.
How was it?
I think the new season is starting soon, so they're playing the old ones or whatever.
Like doing the
It's marathons. Really good.
This week...
The whole cast is good.
We'll be reviewing Christopher Robin.
Mm. Oh, Ewan McGregor as a grown-up?
Yeah.
Christopher Robin.
And...
Rudy.
And The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Oh, is that the pilot?
Hey, you want to hear the budget for Skyscraper?
Yes.
$129 million.
Oh, that's a flop.
Oh, it's a flop for sure. Mm.
How much did it make again?
It made
$60 million.
It's made about $60 million
in the States, though.
Yeah, so. I know.
In the States.
I'm sure it's doing well worldwide. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
I'll update you on the Reading fire, which is just awful. And then the best day ever.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning
show. Like this guy. Yeah, but if the song wasn't playing, you'd go, I don't know.
No, you would. You'd picture the song, and then you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's got to just be a straight...
Sarah's drumming at a party this weekend for six songs.
Yeah, I have
songs.
Well, just my brother's turning 50, and he's he does these things he calls Dunderfest, where all his friends play a little bit of something or sing a little bit of something, and he has like a whole rock out room.
Why Dunder?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. Just like a funny sounding word, I guess. So this is the last one ever because he's moving out here, and he. And this is the first one I'm going to be at because he does it every year on his birthday. And everyone gets assigned. So I got assigned a bunch of songs that I have. I have a few that I have to sing and I have a few that I have to drum on.
You want to tell us which songs?
Sure. The hardest one is Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters. It's actually super, for me, it's very complicated. The beat changes a bunch of times in it and it's different during the verse than it is during the choruses. And then the ending is kind of like, oh yeah, hold on, it goes twice and then it...
I feel like I would just sit down and do the one beat the whole time. You got to go because that's all you're getting.
No, for every song, that's all I can give you. But it's hard. So I've been working on that. Yeah. And I have a lot of work to do this week to finish them up. But the best song I'm singing is I'm doing Lonely as the Night by Billy Squire.
Oh, I love that song.
I love that song, too. I was super psyched when I saw it on the list. And then the other one I'm singing is some Cheap Trick song. It's Want You to Want Me.
Oh, that's... What do you mean?
I don't love that song.
What?
It's so super boring to sing. Like, of all the songs, like, I would have loved to have done Surrender. It's just... Cares.
Yeah, but it's a rock... That's a good rock song.
It's all right.
Oh, totally...
Think of a million others. Couldn't give me like a cool song to do or something.
Right. When I hear this song, I am a little boy back in the colony. That's the name of the housing tract I lived in. It's summer. It was like a fold out album, wasn't it?
I don't know. That You Love Me. Live from Budokan. Isn't that what that was?
Yeah, I think so. God.
Okay, here we go. Gonna do some business here.
All right.
This part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates with Train. August 7th. It's right around the corner at Oracle. I'll do anything that you want me to do. Yeah, I do almost anything.
I enjoyed the show when I went.
So Train is playing. They're actually on Jimmy Kimmel tonight if you want to check them out there. But you can win these tickets right now. We'll take call number 9, 800-400-3697. August 7th. It's right around the... Is that next...
It's like next week.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today's
like
the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Man, dude.
31 days in July?
Yes. Yeah.
So August 1st is...
You said the 7th?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, right.
Yeah. Beating the same old lines. You got money, now you want my soul. Go on, forget about it, just say no go. All right, call 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Walgreens believes everyone counts. Buying participating products supports the Me to We Foundation. I thought this was going to be a Me Too thing. Mm-hmm. It's Me to We Foundation and their mission to help children in need. Stop by Walgreens, support Me to We. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. You'll enjoy
Jane,
her show this afternoon. She's
call.
A great radio show
she really
host.
Is.
A nice lady and really good looking, too. Mm. Here's...
That you just don't feel the same. Jane.
Here, there you go.
Here is what's happening. We'll begin. I mentioned it once already. The fire up north because it's bad.
Yeah.
Our friends up north are running for their lives and in some cases didn't make it. 6 fatalities. The fire has grown to over 95,000 acres. 874 structures have been destroyed. So... And they're calling it 17% contained. So hopefully if the wind stays down, they'll get on that more today. This story out of that one, Tucker Zimmerman is a retired Marine who's helping with the fire up north. He's been using trailers to save people's horses, which is a big deal because... These people love their horses.
Sure.
Their horses are their pets.
Can't always get them out when you have a quick evacuation.
He drove through a neighborhood as he had been doing with these trailers. He said that every single house was on fire in this neighborhood.
Oh.
And there was a guy trapped. Apparently, he pulled this guy from his house. He used a hose to keep the fire at bay until the firefighters got there. And then they took the guy away. So here he is driving through the neighborhood to
rescue animals
right. And ends up pulling a guy to safety.
Oh.
Here's a detail to that is it sounds like the guy he saved might be a veteran too. Because apparently Tucker had talked to the guy's wife before he got to the house. The guy's wife had said,
check.
He's still in there, we think. We don't know. So he was aware that this person might be there. She also said, if you were able to find our house, save his American flag. It looks like this guy was a veteran as well. So he saved the flag and the guy at the same time, along with a lot of people's horses. In fact, one of the guys whose horses were saved, he said, the guy has restored his faith in humanity. And losing his horses would have been like losing a child.
Mm.
So Tucker Zimmerman, retired Marine, it looks like, is doing good work up there.
He's a hero.
A hero. That's when the heroes come out.
And from that to this, summer penis. Have you heard of it?
No. Does it hang lower because it's so warm out?
That's what they say.
Yeah. Everything
men
hangs
enjoy
away from
is that right? Slightly bigger look in the summer because of the warm weather.
Isn't that nice?
Summer loving.
Urologists have confirmed this is real. The blood vessels down there expand a little in the summer to regulate heat, so down your there. Package might just look larger than you're used to in the summer.
Too bad about winter. Winter's coming.
It's not even close to a permanent change, though.
for the watch.
Cold water will put you right back to normal.
Pop in the ocean and zip.
Costanza.
It was cold.
Yeah. Shrinkage is what he yelled. So Summerween.
Yes. Yep.
Have you noticed yours? Looking any bigger?
Or? You know what? I'll take a look when I get home.
Will you?
Is he off today? Yeah, this is day off.
Yeah.
How is everything at the household?
Good.
It is?
Yeah. I think he picked up what I was putting down.
It was a chaotic week last week.
Yeah, it was a crazy week.
A lot of people are still writing in to hear the end of the story you never told.
You should tell
I just
now.
Told you the end.
The end is everything's great, and he's doing more chores.
All right.
That's good.
And I'm
going to
reward him today.
Oh, by checking out his Summerween.
Yep.
Summerween makes me feel fine. When's the last time that happened?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Oh.
You miss it?
No.
Does he miss it?
Well, he hasn't asked for it.
No.
Oh, that's the only time he gets out of here. He has to specifically say.
He doesn't just back up like beep, beep, beep.
Does he specifically? I'm just curious. I'm
playing a
about
whole
the move.
Back
is there
here?
Like a? He specifically has to say, or are you like?
Yeah, there has to be some say or motion.
Oh, he waggles his butt in your face.
You guys, move on. You're embarrassing me.
Throws his feet in the air.
Like he just don't care?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Ask for you to push his ankles back.
Keep playing the beeps.
Is that the position?
Oh
like he's
God.
Laying down in front of you, or do you just get behind him and reach around?
This is secret show talk. There are children listening, you guys. Stop it.
I hear a truck backing up.
What makes the perfect day?
Well, if it's anything like last week's story, you get up at 8:15. What was it? You get up at 8:15, you spend 3 hours with your family. Three hours outside.
This is similar to that story in that you do have, everybody's got certain
For me,
different ingredients.
Sleep till noon, drink coffee till 3, Hooman comes over at 5, go to bed at 9.
Hooman's in your perfect day. Hooman is in it.
Yesterday was a perfect day.
And you didn't mention your kids or your husband in that.
Oh, they're around the whole day.
Oh,
so
okay.
You know,
so they're part of
the
that
whole
as
day,
well.
Sure.
Huh.
Yeah. I barely went outside. I went outside to feed my fish. That was it. I picked a tomato. We needed one for
so
tacos.
Nook isn't part of a perfect day?
Oh, God. No.
No mention of Nook.
No.
All right.
No.
According to this, the average person has about 15 perfect days a year. Oh. And the recipe is different for each one. You know, everybody's got their
15
own.
15 of them. All right.
And yet when we did the story before, there's, you know, finding money in your pocket is on the list, or being able to sleep with no alarm. Cooking your favorite meal.
Or having someone cook it for you.
Baked treats.
Oh.
Listening to your favorite album makes the list of what would make up a perfect day. Ordering delivery. A nice glass of beer or wine after a long day. But you get about 15 of them. So Hooman makes the list and your perfect
day. Well, yesterday was just such a perfect day. How could I not include it? Mm-hmm. We watched 2 episodes of The Punisher, and then we watched Big
Brother.
Didn't
you finish that yet?
No. Not The Punisher. Goliath.
Oh, okay. Goliath. I was going to say, my God.
Well, we're on The Punisher for so long. No, we did finally finish that.
All right. Hmm. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
All right. Anytime you return underwear to Victoria's Secret, they shred it.
Well,
even if it still has the tags, they just can't take a chance that someone wore it.
Yeah, that's that makes sense.
So they shred that underwear every single time.
Say that again?
Anytime you return underwear to Victoria's Secret, they shred it.
Oh.
Even if it still has the tags on it.
Oh. That's good to know.
That's why it's so,
if it's true.
That's why it's so expensive. Because they have to shred so much of it.
No, is that why?
$70 for a pair of panties, yeah.
Right.
Expensive there.
Well,
I would never ever shop there. when I can get the same thing
you
at
don't?
Target. No. No. It's too expensive.
You buy your underwear at Target?
I have, sure. Right. I buy them, a lot of them I buy at the outlets in Napa. I buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
These are comfortable. I'll buy 20 pairs.
On your girls' weekends?
Yes.
All right. This is interesting. A startup is building $125,000 backyard granny flats that can be constructed in less than a month. So a lot of...
What's the name of this place? Because I actually was talking with them. I talked to a place that was like, but it was less than that. And they were using the 3D printers to do the thing in...
Yeah, what's the name of the company?
It looks like they're called... Accessory Dwell. Oh, no, that's the name of the.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, the new startup is called Dweller.
No, that's Dweller. Not the
they design and build affordable ADUs, which are accessory dwelling units or granny flats or in-law units or carriage houses. We right. all know them to be yeah. by
house.
A different name, but they're one bedroom, one bathroom, and they're designed for people's backyards. And so rather than sending mom or dad to the old folks' home, this is what people are looking into.
Right.
These little single family units or single room units that are one level. They're not too large to keep clean. And so as someone in your family grows older, you can move them into your backyard. What do you think?
I like it. I think it's really, I think that that's a good solution. If there were more of those, that you know, there'd be so many more less expensive rentals, and I think it's a great idea.
Well, it looks like they're based in Boston. Does that look right to you?
Boston.
This says they're doing the first group of homes, or they'd been doing these homes in Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
But they could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere it's legal to build these. That's one of the big issues, is whether or not you're allowed to build.
Right. Sometimes
in your
depending
yard.
On how big your lot is.
But what we're seeing due to the lack of homes availability is that
they're making exceptions.
Some cities are going
to
have to start changing the rules.
Mill Valley has already. They're actually saying that they're starting to make exceptions for these units.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Ooh. We have like
Millbrae as well.
Oh, Millbrae too. Yeah, it's a cool idea to have that. You know, it's a
absolutely.
You know, it's great.
Well,
you can legally put a kitchen in, a bathroom in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a full
and
on.
They
unit.
Don't require in Millbrae. They don't require you to have extra a garage covered parking spot.
Oh,
normally
because that's
you add
sometimes
on,
a very to, prohibitive mm-hmm. part of it.
Right,
is that you need to have enough parking for an additional unit.
So I can see why some people are like, well, that's where my kid's going to live then, I guess.
Sure.
Because I don't want them in my house anymore. But
and it's so expensive here that it's impossible for them to find someplace.
Did you say how many square feet these granny things are?
Looked pretty small, the picture he had there.
Oh, 448 square feet.
Oh, that's actually a nice size.
They're actually in the process of coming up with a second, cheaper and smaller model as well. But that's the first one, the bigger one. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 810 says, good morning. I am late to the party this morning. Have you talked about MoviePass, and does Hooman have any info from Chris Kelly?
I have that in my stack. I'll do it at 8 o'clock.
I don't have any info. Don't come to me.
All right.
That's it.
Oh, that's
your segue.
Okay.
I mean, have you got that coming up next?
I've got the album charts. There are no surprises on it. Got the MoviePass thing, info about Stranger Things, and the In My Feelings Kiki Do You Love Me challenge goes horribly wrong. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.